93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday mornings, it is our pleasure to welcome the best political humorist and satirist in the world, Bill Melberg from Chicago. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie J. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
Good morning, people driving by the studio.
Yeah.
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Yes, indeed, at our brand new locations in Urbana, Illinois, at Windsor and Boulder, live at the Pines. And Bill, Hurricane Isaac didn't stop the Republican convention in Tampa, although it did postpone it for a day. Mitt Romney is now officially the Republican nominee for president. Paul Ryan is now the Republican nominee for vice president. And the Democrats are getting ready to hold their convention in Charlotte next week, where Barack Obama and Joe Biden will be nominated once again to run for president and vice president.
Yes, all that's true, Stevie and Diane. And with just a little over 2 months until the November election, the presidential campaign is in full swing. And make no mistake about it, the Republicans came out swinging this past week in Tampa.
Yeah, they certainly did. And our Connect FM review of the Republican convention is about to begin. Joining us now are six distinguished Republicans. First, we are honored to be to welcome former presidents George H.W. Bush, number 41.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
His son is George W. Bush, number 43.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Howdy.
We're also joined by four other well-known Republicans, including Senator John McCain.
Good morning, my friends. That covers everybody.
Former Senator Bob Dole.
Bob Dole says hello.
Hello.
Congressman Ron Paul, who ran unsuccessfully for the Republican nomination again this year.
Now, Stevie, I wouldn't say unsuccessfully. I did, after all, win 177 delegates.
Yes, and if you'd won just another 1,000 delegates, you'd have been the Republican nominee. In any case, let us welcome our final guest, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey. Guten Morgen, Stevie. Guten Morgen, Diane.
Out of the doghouse, Arnold. Good.
I should say good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you again.
Gentlemen, what do you think were the highlights of the 2012 Republican convention other than the acceptance speeches from Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan? President Bush 41?
Well, Stevie and Diane, you know, last night was kind of neat. We had the Olympians and my son Jeb, former Florida governor, talking about education. I was the education president. And also, I kind of liked that video on Wednesday night with me and my other son, 41, and our two lovely first ladies, Barbara Bush and Laura Bush. And you know, that whole video thing was, well, it was sentimental, serious, humorous, reflective, had it all.
Now, President Bush, 43, did you like that video as well?
Yes, I did, Stevie and Diane. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, Dad and I were the first father and son presidents to ever do a video like that. I'm pretty sure John Adams and John Quincy Adams never made one.
Well, that's because television hadn't been invented yet in the early 1800s. That was nearly 200 years ago when John Quincy Adams followed his father into the White House.
Uh-huh. Well, there you have it. Proves my point. Anyhow, I enjoyed doing that video with Dad, and I loved it. You know, that one part there where Laura was talking about our dog, Barney, and she mentioned how Barney bit a reporter because he thought the guy was from the New York Times. Now, that was funny.
Senator John McCain, you were the Republican nominee for president 4 years ago. How did it feel to be standing at the podium for another Republican convention this year?
Stevie, my friend, it would have felt a lot better if I had been standing there as President John McCain running for re-election with Vice President Sarah Palin by my side. And by the way, don't believe what the liberal press and media says about that election 4 years ago in 2008. Because if I had won just a handful of more states, including Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Michigan, Wisconsin, wow, Iowa, Minnesota, Colorado, and New Mexico, I would have been standing there as President McCain running for re-election.
Senator Bob Dole, you ran for vice you ran for vice president as Gerald Ford's running mate in 1976. You ran for president 20 years later in 1996, losing to Bill Clinton. And you've seen a lot of Republican conventions over the years. What do you think stood out at this year's convention, sir?
Well, Stevie and Diane, Bob Dole was very impressed by Evan Dream.
Evan Dream? Hmm.
Yes, Evan Dream.
Well, who is Evan Dream?
He's that 17-year-old kid from Alexandria, Virginia, the youngest delegate at this year's convention. Kid was focused, articulate, enthusiastic. Evan reminded Bob Dole of Bob Dole when Bob Dole was his age and serving as the youngest Republican delegate to the 64 convention.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me you were the youngest delegate at the 64 convention?
Yes, the 1864 convention, Stevie. 1864. That's when we nominated Abraham Lincoln for a second term. Never forget it. Bob Dole was a teenage Republican back then, just like young Evan, you know.
All right, moving on to Arnold Schwarzenegger. Governor, do you think, who do you think gave some of the more powerful speeches? There were a lot of them at this week's convention, sir. What's your take?
Well, Stevie and Diane, of course, Paul Ryan's speech on Wednesday night was very powerful, but I was also impressed by Ann Romney's speech on Tuesday night, as well as Arthur Davis that same evening, you know, the former Democrat congressman, and New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez was outstanding on Wednesday night, as was former Secretary of State and golfer Condoleezza Rice. And New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, they had some funny lines, too.
Well, can you give us some examples?
Well, Chris Christie said that he supports teachers, but not teachers' unions.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny, especially in Chicago right now. And Tim Pawlenty said he didn't want to be too hard on President Obama because a lot of people fail at their first job.
Congressman Ron Paul, who did you enjoy listening to the most at this convention?
Stevie and Diane, I really like my son, Senator Rand Paul's speech. He did a really fine job, and I thoroughly enjoyed listening to the Oak Ridge Boys singing Amazing Grace. Other than that, I was pretty much bored by the whole thing.
Well, gentlemen, let's get to the main events, namely the acceptance speeches by Paul Ryan on Wednesday, Mitt Romney last night. What did you think of their message and their delivery, President Bush number 41?
Well, Stevie, I'm just a little confused when Paul Ryan said that his iPod playlist begins with AC/DC and ends with Led Zeppelin. And then he sort of poked fun at Mitt Romney for enjoying the elevator music. But, I mean, hey, I enjoy elevator music, too. But I did like it when Paul Ryan invited the American people to, quote, join our cause and get this country working again. Amen to that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, how do you like Congressman Ryan's speech?
Stevie, Paul Ryan had a grand slam. He knocked it out of the ballpark. What a speech. And I liked it when he said Barack Obama is trying to create an America where, quote, everything is free except the people, which, of course, is another way of describing socialism. And let me tell you something. I liked it when Paul Ryan talked about the people who've worked hard, taken risks, put everything on the line to build successful careers and successful businesses. He said, yes, you did that. In contrast to President Obama saying, you didn't build that. And I tell you something else. I did build my own muscles. I got absolutely no help from the government or that skinny wimp in the White House. house.
You mean Barack Obama?
Yes, Barack Obama, the girly man.
Senator Dole, how did you like Paul Ryan's speech?
Bob Dole loved Paul Ryan's speech, and Bob Dole liked this line in particular. After 4 years of getting a runaround, America needs a turnaround. And the truth.
And what about Mitt Romney's speech last night? President Bush number 43, and I've got a clip here for you to listen to, sir, right here.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans. And to heal the planet. My promise is to help you and your family.
President Bush, number 43.
Well, now, Steve and Diane, there's just one word to describe Mitt Romney's speech.
What was that?
Fantastical. And I thought Clint Eastwood was actually pretty good, too. I got a laugh when he described Joe Biden as, quote, the intellect of the Democratic Party.
Yeah,
and I really liked it when old Clint said, we own this country. Yeah. When somebody doesn't do the job, we got to let them go. Now, that line made my day. Back to you, Steve.
Yeah, and I also liked when your brother said, stop blaming my brother. I like that. Yeah,
I did too.
Does anybody else have any comments about Governor Romney's speech? President Bush 41.
Stevie and Diane, I just thought my friend Mitt Romney's speech was outstanding. I loved that clip you just played. You know, we need a president with some real-world experience to get America moving again, and above all, to bring back jobs, lots of jobs.
Well, I really want to thank our distinguished panel of Republicans for their comments about this week's Republican convention. Now, when we come back, we'll have a pair of distinguished Democrats giving us a review of next week's Democratic convention. You don't want to miss them. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We are back. Joining us with a sneak preview of next week's Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, former President Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you.
Okay. And Congressman Barney Frank.
Hello, Stevie J. Hello, Diane Doogie. Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, tell us a little bit about next week's Democratic convention, if you would. What do you expect will be the highlight, President Clinton?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I expect the highlight to be my speech. It always is. I'm so good.
And Congressman Frank, are you going to be speaking as well, sir?
Yes, I am, Stevie and Diane. In fact, I'm going to be delivering my farewell address since I'll be leaving the Congress in January.
Are you going to say bad things about Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan in your speech?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I plan to describe Romney and Ryan's plans to take away retirement benefits from widowed ladies. And I plan to tell the truth about Romney and Ryan's plan to take America backward. But it won't all be negative, because I also plan to say a few positive things about Mitt Romney's rugged good looks and Paul Ryan's baby blue eyes.
All right, before we let you go, and we're going to touch base with you again next week, gentlemen, at the convention. But before we go, maybe comments from both President Clinton and Congressman Barney Frank on this from last night.
What do you want me to tell Romney? I can't tell him to do that. That can't do that to himself. You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. You're getting as bad as Biden. And we should not ever forget that. And when somebody does not do the job, we've got to let them go.
President Clinton, that was Clint Eastwood last night at the convention.
Yeah, You know, that's what I said 4 years ago. I mean, he can't do the job. We should have had Hillary.
And why is it, President Clinton, that Hillary's not going to... Yeah?
Do you see me?
Yeah?
That other clip that you played?
Yeah?
Well, Clint Eastwood, and I love Clint Eastwood. Oh, no, spaghetti westerns he used to do. They were terrific. I remember him on Rawhide many years ago on television.
Rawhide.
But I didn't get that whine that he said, you know, about Romney, you can't do something like that. What was he?
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Well, he said...
I think Barney doesn't get a lot, I guess.
Well,
I got it. That was funny.
You know, it was interesting pretending to talk to Barack Obama. But
you want to hear my Clint Eastwood impression?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. Make my day. How was that?
That was really good.
Did that sound like Clint or like me?
Yes. Sounded like you, sir. But it was, and now, before we wind it up this morning, political humorist Bill Melberg. Bill, I loved it when Mitt Romney talked about Neil Armstrong. Wasn't that great?
Yes, and Neil, of course, is being buried this morning. So, and appropriately, today is a blue moon. So Neil is being buried on the same day as a blue moon, which won't happen again until, I think, 2015.
I wonder how they handled the funeral. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of people that would have liked to attend that.
Yes, although it's a private service, and but a great man, and I was very happy that Governor Romney mentioned him in his speech last night.
All right, you can learn more about Bill Melberg at eveningwiththepresidents.com and eveningwiththepresidents.com. Bill, we'll visit next Friday. Again, we'll get Barney Frank and Bill Clinton, other Democrats, on about the convention, but thank you.
And maybe Ron Paul.
Hey, thanks for your time, buddy.
Bye-bye.
That's Bill Melberg, U of I alum. Diane Ducey, thanks to you.
Enjoy the weekend.
We will be back, hopefully, not swimming in a boat or anything, but Monday Labor Day with Mike and Johnny at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Go Illini. Be listening to AMJ this afternoon from campus. I'm Stevie J with Diane Ducey from Champaign. Have a great weekend. Stay dry.